we're out of here.
That he has done for us, giving us another year together. Monday will be our anniversary, and y'all get prepared to be shocked. 40 years we'll be together. 40 years. I know we don't look like it. We're too young to be married that long, but anyway, and God put us together, or we wouldn't still be together. That's all I can say. Is, I mean, we were eight. I was 18. He was 20. That's too young. That's just too young for anybody. We didn't know. We didn't know that we loved each other enough to live together 40 years. But God knew. And he put us together. So, anyway, I thank him for 40 years. And he thanked him for 40 years, too. If your mind is filled with
Eddie asked me if I wanted to give a sweet testimony like Susan did.
I guess so.
We've been married 43 years.
That's a testimony.
I am glad he sent me the one that I married.
That was good.
He'll get the big head if I say anything else.
Just
thanks, sweetie. I think you shouldn't ask that.
You might have to call somebody
E flat. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my
testimony. All right. I'm right ahead. Brother Adam, then Brother
Go right ahead, Brother. That's it.
Couldn't make it without him. He is such a great Savior. Anybody else? Just make it to church.
Right.
Especially when I was still working in the bread. If I just make it to church, you know, I just knew that the Lord had a blessing for us. You know, I can receive a blessing just by seeing my brothers and sisters. Yes. And just that just Absolutely. Uplifts me. And certainly hearing these wonderful testimonies of praise. 273. Been talking about 40 and 43 years. This goes back even further than that. When I was just a little bitty boy, somebody's laughing. Well, I was a little boy. Really? Many, many years ago, we used to sing this song at Rockmore, and I have no idea what kids 270. What's it written?
Big
Boy. When the way is dark before He does love us. Amen. Thank God for His love. He's still the one. Just as a reminder, the arrangements for Sister Dorothy Butler, visitation is at Clark's Funeral Home. That's in Hiram, right there on 270, just off of 278. Before you get to, what is it, the Dairy Queen that's down there, I believe, just on the left if you're going that way. And the Friday visitation from 5 to 8 p.m., and the service will be there at Saturday at 4 p.m., but most importantly, keep the Butler family in your prayers. Brother Calvin is just devastated. He is not in good health at all. 3 days a week he spends in getting dialysis, so he's very weak and very, very concerned about his health, especially with the blow that's just been given to this family. So let's be much in prayer for them.
Yes, sir.
Also, before I forget it, Brother Jason Spray, what's the church's name? Is it New Seasons? They've come up here and supported us. He preached for us on a Sunday night. He's having a men's meeting this Saturday, June the 23rd at 6:30. And looks like that's going to be a short window. But I'm planning to be there at 6:30. And that's going to be at his church. He's having a special speaker. And all men are invited. So if you want to go, just get with me. I'll give you directions. And I do plan to be there if I can get, you know, and if I'm maybe running just a little bit late, I still want to try to get there because they've been so supportive to us. That's this Saturday at 6:30. All right. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Hebrews. The writing of the Apostle Paul. Never ceases to amaze me the eloquence that the Apostle writes with, and also just the down-to-earth profound knowledge and wisdom that he writes with. It didn't matter what his audience was, he was able to convey his thoughts, to communicate with the most learned people there were, and then for people like me that were not that well versed and knew that how he could speak to them and knew just exactly what to say. And we're going to the third chapter of the book of Hebrews, and I want to focus on verse number 4, 5, and 6. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 4, 5, and verse number 6. The apostle writes, "For every house is builded by some man." Everybody say, "Some man." "But he that built all things is God." Can you say amen?
Amen.
"And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we?" And that's not a question mark, by the way. "Whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Can we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for another opportunity to come into your house tonight to worship you. Father, we're thankful for those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you'll just bless each and every one here tonight. God, just open up your window of heaven tonight, God, and pour out a special anointing and a special blessing. God, we do remember those who have needs tonight, those who are suffering, those who are afflicted, and those where death has come and visited their family. I pray, God, that you would be a comfort and strength to them in their time of grief and sorrow. Father, I ask that you would anoint these lips of clay tonight. God is nothing more than a vessel, an oracle, God, that you might get the honor, that you might get the glory. And Father, I pray a blessing tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Tonight, if I had a message title or a topic title, it would be "Give Honor to the Builder." Amen. Give honor to the builder. I'm well on this one. I'll talk on this one. I may walk around, I may not. As I said, the Apostle Paul was able to convey his thoughts, and I
thought how remarkable this was.
Praise God.
Now we're going.
that he used this analysis. And we have a builder in our congregation tonight. Brother Alan Hembry is a builder. And I thought about this and how that, let me just say this, as we think about the title, Giving Honor to the Builder, I want to think about, just ask a question. Have you ever been driving around, and I know Brother Jim has said this a couple of times. He sees a house or a big, big house, and he named it, that's my, what did you call it, by? Lottery house. That's my lottery house. That's my dream house. That's my lottery house. When I win the lottery, it's going to be a house like that. And we really, really give praise to the building. And I do it. I say, oh, man, look what a beautiful house. And I've, you know, when I was riding around a lot, going from warehouse to warehouse in my travels at work, I would see a lot of homes and all. And many, many times, sometimes I just take a picture of them. Sometimes I just try to describe them to Penny and say, oh, man, look at this thing. You know, ain't no telling how many bedrooms and baths and all. And there's some nice, nice homes. And I remember years and years ago, in fact, there was about three or four different times that we decided that we was going to sell where we used to live and build a house or buy a house. And we decided we was going to buy a house. And we looked at some homes. And, oh, man, when you walk in them, you just think, oh, man, I could get used to this. And, you know, they just look so nice and so wonderful. But I can only remember one name of a builder that builds some homes that we actually looked at. Because in our minds, it wasn't the builder, it was what he had built. We gave praise to the house. We gave praise to the big rooms. We gave praise, she gave praise to all the cabinets in the kitchen and all the closet space. You know, women look at houses a lot different than men. We look at possibility of a man cave. We look at a place where we can put a big recliner and a big screen television. We look at a place that maybe can have a basement and we can put our little shop and things like that, while she's looking at big bathrooms, big kitchen cabinets, and you know what I mean. And we looked at a lot of houses, and you know, we could dream this would be a good one, this would be a nice one, you know. And never once did it really resonate in my mind to call the builder and say, you have done a spectacular job on this home. It's a dream home. It's a beautiful home. And I was reading that and I thought, you know, how that is, you know, and so many times, I was reminded, and this is what the Apostle Paul said, for every house is builded by some man. Some man has built it, but he that built all things is God. In other words, you know, we need to be praising God who's built all things. And then he says, and Moses was very faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things. But what really got my attention was that, but when Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? Are we praising the product? Are we praising the house? Are we praising the builder of the house? And I'm talking about spiritual now. I'm talking about the life that the Lord has built for us. Amen. The fact that he came and he bore our sins. The very fact that he came and he shed his precious blood. You know, when we look at the finished product, and Brother Alan, you can probably testify to this. I don't know how many mashed thumbs went into that beautiful house. I don't know how many times supplies were misshipped. I don't really know how many times that they had to not be able to work because of the weather, the rain or whatever, the mud or all that. But they persevered, you know, and they kept doing all those things. And finally, the finished product is there. And we look at that finished product and we give praise to that finished product. But we don't realize sometimes all the sweat, all the labor and all the effort that went into actually constructing that house. And I wonder, as Christians sometimes, do we really stop and think about all the pain, all the issue, all the things that Christ himself went through in building or preparing, amen, the life that we can have for him? We look back, we praise ourselves sometimes because we say, oh, how blessed we are, and we are blessed. Amen. I guarantee you we're blessed. If you ever not think that you're blessed, and I've told people to do this quite often, I guarantee you it's the best remedy I've ever found, amen, to realize how very blessed we are. But if you ever think that you're not really blessed and you're getting to feel kind of sorry for yourself, or you're getting to feel down in the dumps like you don't have as much as other people, all I urge you to do is just take a day, amen, a couple of hours is all it'll take, walk down Scottish Rite or Eggleston Children's Hospital. You don't have to say anything, just walk and observe and look. I will assure you, when you walk back out the exit door, you'll realize just how blessed you are. Amen. Because you see things over there. You see sights over there. People would give anything if they just had their health, if they just had their health for their children. So we are very, very blessed. But I want us to understand that through this particular passage of Scripture, amen, we need to remember the Builder. We need to give praise and honor to the Builder. They're the one that constructed a spiritual life for us. The one that laid down this foundation. And the foundation, amen, that we built on is Jesus Christ. Because if you build on any other foundation, how many knows that house will fall? Amen. It will not stand the test of time unless it's built on a solid and a firm foundation. Amen. And we are rejoicing and hope firm unto the end. So we got to remain. The Bible says, if we hold fast, the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope at hope firm unto the end. So the house that the Lord has built for us, we need to understand that we are blessed because of Him. We have salvation because of the blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary. You know, at Easter, we sometimes realize and reading the passion of the Christ, maybe seeing that, sometimes we really get emotional and we really realize the pain, the agony, and the price that was paid, amen, as the Lord made a way for us. But very often, I think sometimes after the Easter and after the program is gone, sometimes we get more in tune to the actual byproduct or the building itself, more so than giving praise and honor to the Builder. And I begin to think, Lord, I want every day, I want to give you praise and honor, God, for making a way. Lord, for me to be able to stand in a church, in a congregation on a Wednesday night, to lift my hands, to glorify and to praise you. Sister Jenya talked about it being kind of like a refuge, just a place of refreshing. I thank God for a blessing. He's enabled us to be in a place where we can worship and praise the Lord. And I want to remember the Builder. I want to remember the Builder that put my life back together. I want to remember the Builder that picked up the pieces when I had made such a mess of my life, and He began to meticulously put those things back together just like He wanted them to be. Amen. I love Brother Allen's testimony. He's so true and so dead on, because we were nothing, amen, until Jesus saved us. We were nothing until He brought us out of that sin nature that we were in. We were nothing. We were headed down the wrong path, and some people don't like to say this, but we were headed for hell, amen, without the Builder. We were headed for a place of torment because of the sin nature of man. But Jesus built a better way. Amen. Jesus built a better building. He built a better home. Amen. He made my life. Amen. When it was in such a shambles. And so many times I think I failed to remember that glorious price that He paid. And I failed to give honor to the Builder of the home. The Builder of what I have now. You know, and it reminds us up there. Some man built the house, but he that built all things is God. How many knows that God put everything into existence? I preached a message one time at a visiting church, and I talked. I think the message was making something out of nothing. A lot of people can take a pile of scrap. I've seen a television program. I think they call it Forged in Fire or something like that. And they can go over and pick up an old piece of steel or a piece of an iron, and they can work that thing and put it in the fire and do all the kind of things. And they'll have a finished product of a beautiful knife or a sword or something like that. But they've got something to work with. Amen. They've got something. It's a material to depend on, to shape it, to mold it, and do all that. But understand, God made this world out of nothing. He said the world was void and dark, and there was nothing. Amen. He didn't have anything. Everything that He made, He spoke it into existence. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. He made all of this wonderful thing. And I don't know the last time you've walked out and just thank God for nature. Just thank God for all the beautiful things that He's built around us, and He's made all of those things. And in remembering that, understand that He has also builded this tabernacle. The tabernacle that you see here is nothing but a human structure for the Spirit of God. Amen. We've all seen homes as they become vacant, as they become uninhabited. And over a period of time, what happens to those homes? What happens to those houses?
They begin to go down. They begin to deteriorate. And I begin to think about that in a spiritual sense. Without the Spirit of God, I would be like one of those homes that are uninhabited. And I would begin to go down. I would begin to lose hope. And I my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to remember to give Him honor. And I want to remember to give Him praise. And not just in testimony service, amen, but every day of my life. And I remember my granddaddy telling me, he said, son, said, you know, the first thing I do, and said, I do this as a habit. Every morning when I get up, I thank the Lord for letting me see another day. Amen. Because he knew and he realized, amen, that he give honor and praise not to himself, not to what I can do or what I have been able to accomplish, but he understood and gave honor and praise to the builder. And I just wanted to think about that because, you know, I've been very, very guilty of, I don't think I've ever called a builder. And sometimes you don't even know who the builder is. I told you I remembered one builder as we looked in a certain subdivision years and years ago. And the only reason I knew that is because Penny had him insured and she knew who built those particular houses. And he had a certain, you know, every builder has a certain way and all. And he certain houses that he built and he kind of put his signature on the house a little bit. But there's a lot of homes that I've really given praise to. I had no idea who built them. There's one that we go by every once in a while and you talk about that home. But do you know his name? Do you know the name of the guy that built it? But we give honor to that. And I thought, Lord, how many times do we just bypass the builder. We don't even think about the builder. We don't even think about the one who made it possible for us to be here tonight. Oh, I know it was my van. Amen. We were talking about the van. Sister Beth rode with us tonight, and she looked over, and the mirror is gone on that side. The attachment is there, but the mirror is gone. It's one that has probably been glued, and actually it happened out here as the landscaper was weed eating. He left me a note. He said, I am so sorry. He said, I bumped into that mirror and said, it just shattered. It just fell on the ground and shattered. And I wrote him, well, I texted him back and I said, don't you worry about that. I said, that thing's 16 years old and the glue finally give up. And that, all it took was a little bitty bump. So I'm in the market to find a mirror that I won't have to find the whole attachment to put on that thing again, you know. But, you know, things begin to wear down and things begin to break, you know, and, but, you know, so many times in looking at the houses and things like that, we're quick to point out about the house. We're quick to point out whether that thing is a beautiful house or whatever. But very few times, if any, do we ever give praise and honor to the builder. Again, I want you to share this with you. He said, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? We don't even belong to ourselves. The Bible says that we have been bought by a price. Amen. We've been bought by the price of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not even our own. So we need to understand to give God glory, to give Him honor, to give Him praise every day of our life, to realize that we're nothing without Him. But with Him, what? All things are possible. Amen. If we'll put our faith and trust in Him. How do we give honor to the builder? How do we give honor to the builder? In the natural realm, in the physical world, we would probably try to find out who the builder was, maybe give them a call, or maybe, refer them to somebody else to them or whatever because of the work that they've done. But how many times do we continually go to that building and just thank you for what a beautiful job you did on that house and this and that and the other. And I know builders, sometimes a certain crew comes in and does this and another crew does that. So sometimes you might have to look for a whole lot of people. But I assure you there's somebody that's in charge of all that, bringing it together. And I said that to say this, when's the last time that you just went into a prayer closet or you went into a place of praise and you just want to thank the builder? Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. Lord, I know that I'm nothing without you. Lord, I know that you took a heap of clay, a dust of the earth, and you formed and you fashioned man. You know what? But and again, a thought came to my mind. You know, you can build that house as nice as you want to, but it doesn't take on life until somebody moves in. Amen? It doesn't really take on life. It doesn't really become alive until that person or that family moves in. and then it's almost like it comes alive. And again, this is what is alive. I'm alive because the Holy Ghost lives within me. Amen. I was breathing before. I was existing, but I am alive now because of the Spirit that is within me. Because He is a comfort. He is a guide. Amen. He is my strength. He is my reason for getting up in the morning. And I want to give Him honor. I want to give Him praise. Amen. And again, even as we see physical houses, as we see natural houses, I want to also, as we see the spiritual houses, thank God for the builder. Thank God for the builder of your life. Thank God of the one who put all those things together. He made you what you are. Amen. According to His will. Who was it? Mr. Rogers says, there's not another one like you. You're an individual. You're very special. And God made you just like He wanted you. Amen. Not talking so much about the physical appearance as I am the Spirit that is within us. Because He is responsible for that Spirit. He is responsible for making us who we are. Amen. You know, we have certain traits. We have certain characteristics. I know people are very different. I was reading this week, too, about the house all fitted together. And the body of Christ. And you know, I ask myself this question. Where do I fit in the body of Christ? You know what I finally realized? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to pick and choose where I fit in the body of Christ. Because it's not up to me. Brother Jim, it's up to Him. Wherever He places me in the body of Christ, that's what I want to do. And that's what I want to be able to fulfill. I want to do whatever He asked me to do. Amen. If I'm just a little blood vessel in the little pinky finger, I want to be the best blood vessel that I possibly can. That's a tongue twister, by the way. I want to be the best I possibly can. Amen. Because I want to be where God wants me to be. And I want to give Him honor and praise in everything that I do. Not just by words. Amen. But my life and my actions and the things that I do, the communication, amen, the conversations that I have with people. I want people to see Jesus in me. Amen. So many times we don't think about it. We'll pass by and see the home, but we don't think so much about the people that live there or something, you know. But so many times we just say, oh, isn't that a beautiful house? And I'm afraid some people sometimes get caught up in that about their praise and worship, about their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They kind of want somebody to pat them on the back and say, oh man, what a good Christian you are, or a good person you are. And you know, if that ever comes about, I want to be able to say, yeah, well, let me introduce you to the builder. Amen. I'm just the finished product. Amen. I'm nothing without the builder. Amen. His hands. He put us together. He molded us. He made us. Amen. And let me tell you something. I don't know about your case, but in my case, He had to mash it down and start over and over and over and again. Because not because of Him, not because of His inability, but because that I wouldn't obey Him. Amen. Many, many times I had to go, just as a potter did, go down to the potter, just as the prophet went down to the potter's house. Amen. And watch that potter mash that clay down and make something new. Aren't you glad that Jesus took our mess and made something new? Amen. Can we give honor and praise to the builder tonight? Amen. Can we give Him praise and honor and glory? Praise God. I was thinking of the song that Karen used to sing when she came home from nursery. It's, He's Still Working on Me. Amen. And let me tell you something. This builder that I have in this house, he's constantly having to make adjustments. A little remodeling here done there, a little facelifting, and I thank God for that. Speaking in a spiritual connotation, or speaking in a spiritual sense, I'm so thankful that I know the builder. Amen. I do know the builder of this house, and His name is Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I fully recommend Him to you, and I recommend Him to anybody. So when somebody says, where's your joy? How did you get that joy? Well, let me tell you who my builder is. Or somebody said, you know, how does it feel? You seem like you have victory in your life all the time. Well, I do. And the reason is because the builder of the house. Amen. I give Him honor and I give Him praise. The Lord has built this. Amen. He's built this spiritual structure. Amen. So that the Holy Ghost can abide in. And thank God for the Holy Ghost. I never, ever, amen, want to think that I can do anything without His Spirit. But with Him, all things are possible. God bless you. Would you stand tonight? Thank you for coming out on a Wednesday night. Remember the builder, please, and give honor and praise to Him. Amen. If you have a need tonight, while every head is bowed, every eye closed. This altar is open if you would like for us to pray with you. Pray for something. Please come down. We'll anoint you if you're sick or afflicted. If you have a need, amen. We'll believe you or believe for you tonight because we know that God is able. Praise God.
So, yes, yes. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. It doesn't seem like much just giving him a hand of praise or lifting him up, but give the honor to the builder, the honor to all of God and all that he is. The great I am. Praise God. Just praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. Just don't forget all the different announcements going forth. Don't forget, man, next Tuesday's Band of Brothers and Vacation Bible School and all the other activities going forward. And if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to dismiss. But also, you're all invited to Sunday School if you haven't been coming. We'd love to have you in Sunday School Sunday morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise you tonight, dear Lord. We thank you for allowing us to feast at your table, dear Lord, as your mighty word is spread before us, dear Lord, and you encourage us with your word, dear Lord. You lift us up with your word, and also you guide us and you direct us and you control us, dear Lord, with all that you are. Lord, we thank you again for the message, Lord. As we go prepare to depart, dear Lord, we're praying for those, as we spoke earlier, those that have afflictions, those that are in need, those that have unspoken prayer requests, Lord. But you know which and every one they are, dear Lord. And for all those that are suffering with anxiety, Lord, we're speaking that tonight. And, Lord, we're giving it to you, Jesus, in your name. And, Lord, we're placing it all in your mighty hands. Dear Lord, guide us and direct us. Lord, keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. But we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen. Amen. Pray.